Friends of Syria met in Tehran. Iran hosted the International Friends of Syria conference to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis in that country. Representatives from 44 countries and international organizations took part in the day-long event, whose theme was political solution, regional stability. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hushyar Zebari and Algerian Foreign Minister Murad Medelchi were among the high-ranking officials who attended the event. In an opening speech, Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi warned against efforts to fuel the fire of unrest in Syria, saying such a move will damage the international system beyond repair.
Surely making decisions on behalf of the Syrian nation will not only fail to resolve the crisis, but will complicate the existing problems further.
The meeting in Tehran was held as Russia and the United States have also agreed to convene an international conference on Syria in Geneva.
The result of these consultations can help the international conference, which is supposed to be in Geneva, for finding a peaceful solution, a political solution for this crisis. All participants who have paid their speeches so far have emphasized on the importance of political solution and have rejected military solution for this crisis.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has repeatedly expressed its opposition to any foreign intervention in Syria's internal affairs, stressing that inclusive dialogue and national reconciliation, as well as free elections, are the keys to resolving the unrest in the Arab country.
The Tehran conference comes as the European Union foreign ministers on Monday agreed to lift an arms embargo on militants in Syria.
The European Union's move contradicts their motto. They've shown that what they do is completely different from what they say. This is what we always describe as a double standard and a discriminatory policy. According to what logic and reason can it be said that lifting the arms embargo on the Syrian opposition can help to end the violence in a country where we see numerous innocent people being killed every day? Supplying weapons is an element of violence itself.
The Tehran conference on Syria is a good opportunity to increase cooperation to help end the unrest in Syria. The presence of countries and international organizations in Tehran indicates that the world public opinion is more willing than before to help find a diplomatic solution to the crisis. This is why certain countries, which send weapons to insurgents in Syria, want to sow discord among the people and divide the country.
The unrest in Syria erupted over 2 years ago, and many people, including large numbers of Syrian soldiers and security personnel, have been killed in the violence. Reports say the chaos is being orchestrated from outside the country, and that a very large number of the Syrian militants are foreign nationals. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.